You don't even have to see the sefer writing the get. If you just hear him, with his moving his, you just hear the movement of the pen on the cloth. And you hear by him saying that his writing is l'shmo, that's enough. You don't even have to see him. If you just hear the way the ink has been, the pen is writing, and you hear the sefer saying l'shmo, that's enough. And tiny kabos and Rashi, we don't look at Rashi. It says that maybe give them the nesayom. I feel who bebayis, even if the shliach is in the house, the sefer be aliyah, and the sefer that's writing the get is upstairs. Or else the opposite way, who be aliyah, the shliach is upstairs, the sefer bebayis. I feel who nichnas v'yetze kol hayom. Even if he goes in and out the whole day, we'll soon see what that means. It means even if the sefer goes in and out the whole day, it's still kosher. Still the get is kosher. Now, who bebayis if the shliach is in the house? The sefer bali and the sefer is upstairs writing. I holoka chazilei. How could the shliach say before nanichtov? He saw the get written in front of me. He wasn't there. The sefer is writing the get upstairs, and he's downstairs. So that was a kosher. El olav isn't the case. Could go into shoma kan kumusa. He heard the way the writing of the pen. The kan megilta. He heard the scratching on the parchment. And he also heard the way the sefer was saying l'shma. Mashma. That's enough. Omar, we just said before that afilu nichnas v'yotzi, if he goes in and goes out kol hayom, the whole day kula, the whole day still it's kosher. So Gemara says, man, who are we talking about? Who's going in and out the whole day? Ilay mashliach. If you want to tell me now, the shliach is going into the sefer and out the whole day, and then it's kosher. So Gemara says, pshita, that's good. Hashduhu bebayis for sefer abliyah. Madach, he just said a bigger chiddush. He just said where the shliach is downstairs and the sefer is upstairs. That the shliach does not even see the sefer write to get at all. Still, Lamar Tekoshi, you're telling me it's kosher. If you just hear the writing of the get, and you hear him say l'shmo, if so, nichnas v'yotze miboyi, isn't it for sure if the shliach just comes in and checks up on the sefer once in a while, and he sees him writing the get l'shmo, for sure that's good. So what do you have to tell me, nichnas v'yotze? So Gemara says, el sefer. We're talking about that the sefer that's writing the get, even though he goes down in the middle of writing the get to the street and come back again, still the get is kosher. For the Mav Shita, of course, Mishum the Nichnas V'yetzin Esalinu, because the sefer leaves in the middle of writing the get and goes outside, comes back in again, what should be wrong? You don't have to write a get without a hefstik. You're allowed to be mafsik in between. As long as whatever you do, you write l'shmo, it's kosher. So what's wrong if the sefer goes outside for a while? So Gemara says, like Tzrich, you know what we're talking about, Tenofet Neshuka, where the sefer goes down in the middle of the streets where there are a lot of people there. V'yosu, then he comes back. And then it's the Chiddush that it's still kosher. Because now, the time I would have thought to say, in Ishachrin Ashkechei, maybe when the sefer was outside in the middle of the big streets talking to people, maybe he met up with another person. And the other person told him that he has to give a get to his wife, please write me up a get. And he told him his name. So maybe I would have thought to say when the sefer comes back in again, he forgets like whose name he has to write for. So maybe he does not continue to write l'shmo for the first person since he has the second name in mind. Is Kamash Mulan, that's the Chiddush, know that even though the sefer goes down and talks to other people, when he comes back, we're not afraid he's not going to continue writing the Shema, but we say no, since he started to write this get for that man and for that husband, for that wife, most probably he's going to continue on now and write the get, finish it off, Lishma. That's the Chiddush. Itma, but not like this. Bovel. What's the halacha get that was written in Bovel? So you have to say before the nechta vanat. So it's machlokes. Rav Amar, Rav says, Keretz Yisrael Gittin. That Bovel has the same halacha like Keretz Yisrael, you do not have to say before the nechta. A get that was written in Bovel and then it's sent someplace else, you do not have to say before the nechta. Ushmul Amar, Shmul says, not to chutzlaretz. That Bovel has the same halacha like chutzlaretz, it's outside Eretz Yisrael, therefore you do have to say before the nechta. So Lema, let's say Boka Niflagi. Maybe this is the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Matzava, one holds the Fishem Bekin Lishma. Rav holds that the reason why you need before Nanichtav is because we're afraid the get was not written Lishma. Fahani Gemiri. But the people living in Bavel, we know there are big yeshivas there. There are big Tamil Chachamim there. So there they know the Aloch of Lishma. Therefore Rav says you do not need before Nanichtav. It's like Eretz Yisrael. Because the Edom don't travel, people don't know the signatures. People don't travel from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. So even though the get was written in Babel, the people know the halachis, but if it's given over in Eretz Yisrael, we have to be afraid here people do not recognize the signatures, and maybe we won't be able to be the kind of the shtar later. That's what Achom said, you have to say before an echtov. So who the machloikas, Rav and Shmuel, son of machloikas, Rav and Rava. So Mora says again, no, but Tisbras, this is a good teretz. Her Rav is like the Rava. We already said before that Rav agrees to Rava. So we have to have Kiyam Ashtar Rolos. So how come above you don't have to say before an echtov? Ella rather tell you like this. The Kula Yalma Vidin Lekayomai. Both Rav and Shmuel agree that we do need a Kiyam Ashtar. So what's the machloikas then? Rav Sava, Rav holds. Kivon diyikum esifta, since there are a lot of big yeshivas. In Bavel, Rashi learns yeshivas kavuas. Achas besura, there's one big yeshiva in Surah, v'yachas ben adoi. V'ochin tamidim izulazur, people travel from one yeshiva to another yeshiva. So therefore the Gemara says, mishka shrichi, is considered like people travel along from one place to another place. And people recognize the signatures. That's why Rav says in Bavel itself, people all recognize the signatures from one to another, and you do not have to say before the nechtav. Well, Shmuel Sava, Shmuel holds no. Misifta, true, you have a lot of yeshiva bachim traveling back and forth, even colonel people. But yeshiva people, big Yosayu treaty, you know what they're doing? They're thinking and learning. So even though they travel back and forth and they talk to one another, but they don't do business. So they don't sign any checks. So therefore they don't know signatures. So they're not able to recognize the signatures of the Edim. So that's why Shmuel said that even in Bavel, still you have to say before an echtav. Rashi says, since Tamidim are begirsa tridin, they don't recognize people's signatures. They don't do business deals. They're busy learning. So therefore they don't recognize the Edim. So therefore Shmuel says, even in Bavel, we have to say before an echtav. Itmanam, we learn like this also. Amarev Yab, Amarev Huna. We made ourselves people living in Bavel, Keretz Yisrael or Gittin. We gave the halacha like Averis Yisrael in Bavel, Michiyosa Rav le Bavel. When Rav came to Bavel, and Rashi says, what does it mean when Rav came to Bavel? Rashi says, V'kava yeshiva b'surya. He was kaveya than a big yeshiva in Surya. Or the Shmuel havoy ben adoy. And Shmuel had a big yeshiva in adoy. Avo mikorva before that low. V'yafagav the gemir, even though they knew the halacha is. But people didn't travel along. But now that people traveled from one yeshiva to another yeshiva, therefore in Bavel, it's shchiyah to be mekayim the shtar, therefore we do not have to say before an anichtav. This the Gemara says, Moser Rabbi Yirmiyah has the kasha, says, Na Mishnah, Rabbi Yehudi Roimer, Me Rekem the Mizrach. What's the boundary of Eretz Yisrael on the east side? Rekem. For Rekem to Mizrach. And Rekem has a look like chutzlar, it's like the outside, you have to say before an anichtav. And Meashkelon Ledorim, Meashkelon Kedorim, Meyakol Tzofin, Meyakol Tzofin. Ivo Bovel Litzvayna Eretz Yisrael Kaima. Bovel is on the north side of Eretz Yisrael, even more north than Aku. The Chassid Bovel says, "Yemar Hashem Alai Mitzofin Tiftach Haro." What's not Remei Why Meakol Eretz Yisrael Gittin? Now Remei says, "Good Aku is like Eretz Yisrael Gittin." But the Afilu Ramei, even according to Rameya, Loikom El Biyaku, only in Aku he said it's like Eretz Yisrael. The Mekarav is very close. Abu Bovo, that's more north. The Merachka, it's far away from Eretz Yisrael. Loi, it's not like Eretz Yisrael. So here you see, Bovo is not like Eretz Yisrael. It's a Kash and Rav. So Gemara answers, who most of the Mufarak, he asked the Kash, he asked it, and he answers, Labar Mi Bovo. That's what the Mishnah says, Aku is the city north of Eretz Yisrael. True. From there, northward is Chutzlaris. But excluding Bavel, Bavel has a special halacha. Now the Gemara says on Hechani Bavel, what's the boundaries of Bavel? Omra public machlekes liyuchsin ka machlekes legitin. The same with the machlekes and yuchsin, one has halacha like Bavel, the same thing as Bahikos Gittin.
Like Rashi says in the Perek Asa Yuchsin, it says the Kaimalon, that Kol Harot says Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. All other lands is called Yisrael, like mixed up the yuchsin legeret Eretz Yisrael. And the Eretz Yisrael is Yisrael Bavel, even Eretz Yisrael also is considered mixed up. Compared to Bavel. And it's a machlokes over there exactly where the boundary of Bavel is. So this man Yama says the same machlokes is by Hilchos Gittin also exactly the where does Bavel end. But Rav Yosef says no, machlokes liyuchsin over there in Asor Yosef is machlokes liyuchsin exactly where did Bavel end. Avul a gittin, but over here in the get hilchas gittin, divrei hakel, everybody holds adar bo tenino to gishra until the second boat by the under the bridge. That was a simon, that was a sign exactly where this bubble end. The get hilchas gittin to say that they're bikin lishmo and to say that it's shayaris mitzuyus. Mora says now that Rav Chizdo Matzrich Miakat Tifsun Levei Adishir. People that are traveling for Nakta Tisfun to Adishir had to say before the Nechtav, for the Nechtav, but Levei Adishir Liakat Tisfun Le Matzrich. But backwards, the people traveling from Nevei Adishir to Yakat Tisfun, Derek did not need them, the Shliach did not have to say before Nechtav for the Nechtav. So the question is, why not? So Lema, let's say Kesavar, he holds Lefi Shein Vekim Lishmo. The reason is, like Rabbah, the reason why we need a Befona Nechtav is because the people were not Bekim Lishmo. Therefore, I'll tell you, Vahani Gemiri, and these people knew the halachas of Lishmo, and the other ones did not know. As Hani Gemiri Rashi says, the Vayadishir. The people in Adishir were Bekim Lishmo, the other ones were not. That's why this had a say and that not. This the Gemara asks, for Tizbra, this is a good Svara. For Rabbi Islay the Rava, we know Rabbi holds from Rava. So there also has to be a chash of Eidim Mitzuyim like Hayom or not. So what should be the difference? If they recognize the signatures, how come this way yes and that way no? So Gemara answers, Elo, I'll tell you, the Kuli Yalma, Bina Lekayom. Both of them hold the Chsorin is Alamo. The reason why we tell the Eidim, the Shliach, the same before Nechtav is, because we want to make sure we'll have a Kiyam Ashtar. V'yahani, now what's the difference between Devei Adishir and Akit Tisfun? Hatei v'hani, Kivon, the Yad L'Shuk L'Hosom, is the case was, there used to be a Shuk, there used to be a marketplace. Heis, L'Akit Tisfun, that in Akit Tisfun used to be a marketplace. So therefore, v'hani, Hanich Yadi B'chasimos Yoda, the people in Achtisfun knew the signatures of the other one, Fahani, but the Hanech lo yadi, but the other way they did not recognize the signatures of the people. My time, what's the reason? Bishukayu Tridi, because the people that were living in Achtisfun, since over there that's the place where they have the Shuk, the marketplace, they were very busy taking care of their marketplace. Therefore, they have no time to recognize the signatures of the other people. But the other way, the people from Adishir, they just came down there to do business there. They were able to recognize the people's signatures. Therefore, the get was written in Adishir. People always recognize their signatures. But the opposite way, no. Like Rashi says, Hani Dvay Adishir, Azdi Lushuka Lakatisun. The people in Adishir used to go down to the shul, to the marketplace in Akatisun. They would have to have Adis over there, the Chayspa people were signed there on their Shtoros, and Shtoros Biyad V'Akhtiswan, until they came back to collect their goods. So they used to come and sign, they knew the signatures. So therefore, get, there was signed in Adishir, and it was Nishtalach sent Akhtiswan, so it's called Eidim Mitzuna Kayama, because the people in Akhtiswan know the signatures of the people in Adishir. And like Rashi says, the people in Adishir also go down to Akhtisfun to the Shuk, so there'll always be Kayom there, to Mekayim Bishtar. Avu b'nei Adishir, einu makirin chsimus b'nei Akhtisfun, but the opposite way, the people living in Adishir, they do not recognize the signatures of Akhtisfun. V'yafa pi shochum sham turim, they go there often to do business every day, because they're busy doing business, so they don't have time to recognize the signatures of one another. Therefore, b'kitzah, if the get was written in Dvei Adishir, and then it was given over in Akhtar Tisfun, since people from Adishir always travel down to the marketplace in Akhtar Tisfun, they'll always be able to be Mekayim the Shtar there. But the opposite way, if the Shtar was written in Akhtar Tisfun, and now you send it down to Dvei Adishir, there's the opposite. The people of Adishir do not recognize the signature of Akhtisfun, because when they go down to the business place, they're busy in the marketplace, they're too busy with the business, they do not recognize the signatures. So the kitzah of the Svar again is that since the Shuk was in Akhtisfun, and the people from Adishir used to go down there. Therefore, the get was written in Adishir, and it was given over Nakat Hiswan. We're not afraid that he won't be able to be Mekayim the Shtar, because there will always be people from Adishir going down the Nakat Hiswan. Therefore, there will always be Shaykh to be Mekayim the Shtar. Therefore, you do not have to say, before the Nechtav, before the Nechtav. The Gemara says, Rabba Baravuha, Rabba Baravuha Matzrich, he needed, he told the Shliach, you have to say before the Nechtav, Me'arsa Li'arsa. If the get was coming, Rashi says it means Mishuras Havatim Shibitzad Rishusarabim, Mishuras Shekinegdai. If you just sent the get from one side of Wilshire to the other side of Wilshire, you have to say before the Nechtav, before the Nechtav. Even though they're both living in the same place, just across from the Rishusarabim, you have to say before the Nechtav, before the Nechtav. As the people are not Kayomo, they don't know this, they don't recognize the signatures of the people living on the other side of the Rishusarabim. Now, Rav Sheshes was Matzrich Mishchuna Lishchuna. He said you have to even say before the Nechtav from one Shchuna, from one neighborhood to another. So Rashi says, Tam Shchuna means Shloish Shabbat and Masech Dabar Dezorah. Just have three houses together. So if a get was sent from one of these three houses to another set of three houses, also the Shliach has to say, before the Nechtav, before the Nechtav. Rav the Gemara says, Rava need even in the same shchuna, in the same three houses, still if a get was sent to one to the other, the shliach has to say before the nechtav. So the Mori has a question, Rava was the one that said the reason why you need before the nechtav is because we want to make sure there'll be kiyum. People should recognize the signatures. So if it's sent from your neighbor's house, people would recognize the signatures. For what purpose do you have to have before the Nechtov? So the Gemara says, Shani B'nei Mechuza. The people who live in B'nei Mechuza are different. Tonight they travel around. So Rashi learns, Einu Mishtoyim B'Batayim. They don't stay home. She'atrudim B'Scherva. They're busy doing business. V'yimakirin Chasim B'Shabinayim. Therefore they did not even recognize their neighbor's signatures. And therefore you have to say before the Nechtov, before the Nechtov. And Tois the bottom Tois says that Mikan Posek Rabbein Atam Da Hashto Bizman Hazeh Tzorach Loimar Bechol Mokom Before Nai Nichtov. In any place when they get the scent in Chutz Laretz, you always have to say before Nai Nichtov. Afagav the Kaimalon Karova, even though he held like Rova the Yom on the Fish and Adam Tzun the Kayomo Fuloi Mishum Lishmo. So the question is, if they get the scent very close by in Chutz Laretz, why do you have to have before the Nechtov? People would recognize the signatures. The Torah says, like Abu Gemara says now, Mikol Mokom, Tzorach, Dahashto, Bechol, Mekoymois, Naidi, Kibnei Mechuzo. All over, people are too busy now, and that's the way it is, that you do not even recognize your neighbor's signature. Therefore, since you don't have time to take out the seer signature, no matter where they get this sent in Chutz Laretz, you always have to say before the Nechtov, before Night Nechtam. Mer says now that Rav Chonin Mishtoi, Rav Chonin was talking and like saying over this case, that it once happened that Rav Kana Aisi Gita, Rav Kana brought a get, he was a shliach to bring over a get, for Lo Yodani, he did not remember, I Misura Lenadoi, if the case was he brought the get from Sura to Nadoi, I Menadoi Lesura the other way around. So the question is, do you have to say before the Nechtav, before the Nechtav or not? So also Lekaimi, the Rav, he came in front of Rav, Omalei, so he asked him, Tzrichna l'meim b'fon ha'nechta b'fon ha'nechtam, or loy tzrichna? Do I have to say over b'fon ha'nechta b'nat? Omalei, so he said back to him, loy tzrichta, you don't have to, you do not have to say b'fon ha'nechta.